School board president Tim Fulton looked out across the sea of faces in the Sitka High Library and asked, "Is there anyone here who wants to speak about something other than the Performing Arts Center?" Only one hand went up. The attention on the Performing Arts Center, or PAC, stems from a school board work session on March 9th when the members considered a list of proposed cuts they would make to close next year's budget gap, which now stands at around $1 million. All of the cuts, from staff reductions to increased class sizes to closing the PAC, were considered dreadful. At the time, board member Tom Conley, who had the unpleasant task of itemizing the cuts, became quite choked up. "Something is terribly wrong," he said, "when we have to consider cuts like these." And emotions were just as strong Wednesday night as person after person, 31 in all, stepped to the microphone and testified to the importance of not just the building, but what it represented. Some of the most compelling testimony came from students. This is recent graduate Jack Peterson. He talked about his struggle to find success in elementary and middle school.
"But when I came to the high school and also a little bit in eighth grade, I found that I could finally open up within the music and arts program. For it was in these performance arts and just, well, arts in general, but in this case, the performance arts, that I really found I found a place of comfort within the academic world."
Current students Ella Lubin and Anders Marius said that they had also undergone profound changes in Sitka's arts programs and in the Performing Arts Center.
"A big part of my life is music, and going along with music is math. A lot of music is math. Dance. A lot of dance is physics, if not all of it. And theater. Theater is English. Theater is public communication. Those are just some of the ways that academics lends itself to the arts, and arts lends itself to academics."
"When I first walked into that space, I was in true drop jaw amazement. It is a clearly professional stage, and I was amazed that they even let us play on it. I thought this should be in like New York City or something. I was like, how did this get here? And I'm so honored that it is. And I hope that it continues to be here to offer students such as myself the ability to get out on stage, move forward, and perform for other people. It is one of the biggest thrills I get, and is what I hope every student can get."
The school board members each offered their unequivocal support for keeping the building open, but they are faced with a budget deficit of $1 million, and it costs $255,000 annually to operate the PAC. And Sitka went a long time without a dedicated art space. The building opened only 7 years ago. Board member Eric Van Sice said he knows that there are Sitkins who consider it an extravagance.
"There's always going to be those people, and I know several of them, that have never stepped in that building, and they refuse to. They didn't vote for it. They don't like it. They don't want it. And I've had this weekend, well, at the harbor, had a gentleman. He was polite. I said, 'I told you so. Knew this day was going to come around. Remember we had this discussion?' And he went on a pretty good rant."
Ultimately, the conversation boiled down to revenue. Board member Jennifer McNichol maintains that the district's budget problem is less a matter of cuts and more about revenues.
"I received a solicitation from someone who couldn't be here tonight, who asked if there was any chance that I could help frame the conversation away from, quote, what would happen if we chiseled away at this debt $50,000 at a whack, to, quote, what would it look like to systematically create a high-quality, equitable education? And I think that's the challenge that will keep us from revisiting this every single year. We have to come up with a systematic approach, and I think an obvious one is to think about a dedicated, you know, millage increase or something that is predictable and is something we can budget around year after year after year, so that the low-hanging fruit of a a large building with a red roof doesn't, you know, pop up on the radar every year."
At least two members of the public, Bill Davis and Harvey Brandt, offered strong testimony in favor of Sitka's raising millage, or property taxes, to protect the community's schools and institutions, or, in Brandt's words, "will face the cupcake wars at C-Mart and Lakeside," a reference to the frequent bake sales at those stores. Board member Tom Conley said that Sitkins would likely see two property tax increase proposals on the ballot this fall. He agreed that Sitka will have to be persuaded of the importance of raising taxes because the alternative would be disastrous. He also spoke to the merits of the PAC and how most of the building's beauty was on the inside. In the Midwest, he said, tall metal structures like this usually have tobacco ads. Board President Tim Fulton pounced on that one. Hey, he quipped, that might be one way to make money. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.